Good morning. Before the lesson, we're reading the lesson from the letter of the Baha'i Salam from page 70, where it says that the Creator constantly is leading the person, for his self-discovery, and the discovery of the Creator consists of two stages. The first is accumulation of passion, so to speak, when the person aspires to meet the lover. As it is said, my lover is like a deer that is running away but turns his head and looks behind as if inviting to pursue it. Similarly, the Creator invites man to search for him, flirts with him. This game is not called a flirt in vain. It all goes on until man feels passion for the Creator. He grows to have such a desire that he cannot survive without this discovery, this contact. And he hopes that the Creator will respond to his efforts. Man applies more and more effort, but actually it's not so. By applying effort, we feel as a consequence of our consequence, our increasing remoteness from the Creator. He is distancing himself from us, and as if turning his head and looking behind, inviting us to continue this chase. The more I study, the more I work in the group, the more I sacrifice myself to the group, the more distant I feel from the Creator. And there is a paradox here. Those who study Kabbalah and feel their remoteness from the Creator until they cross the barrier, and only after the Muslim they momentarily feel that they merge with the Creator. And those who go along the path of falsehood, they feel that they're closer to the Creator every day. They go through all kinds of good states and miracles. They are shown good signs. They feel pleased with themselves and satisfied with their work. They do not receive any additional desires. They suppress their desires on every step. They do not accumulate suffering, so-called kishui, the passion, the great desire, the bitterness, the inability to feel the Creator. So when man accumulates suffering to the brink, then he crosses the Mahsum. So during this first stage, before the Mahsum, people are tested. It doesn't matter how they feel. Will they feel sweetness of the way, or the Creator will show them their insignificance will send them the feeling of bitterness and disappointment on their way. In this situation, the desire is tested. And it becomes clear whether the person is seeking the Creator or wants. Some pleasant things. So Kabbalah does not require any fences. Whoever crosses the barrier by this preliminary pass, he develops his desire to merging with the Creator. He is working not for the sake of comfortable life and pleasant feelings and fantasies, but without seeing anything, feeling anything, he is ready to do what the Creator demands from him, even without knowing it exactly, but following the advice of the Kabbalists in their books. Only then does he arrive at this passion for the Creator. This is called an unconditional prayer, which is answered by the Creator. It says, I do not need anything. I want only to become similar to you in the property of bestowal. When this prayer comes out of the person's heart, it happens. Before the accumulation of this passionate desire, like between two lovers, it should be bitter. There should be a feeling that the person is distant from the goal. On the one hand, and on the other hand, his desire should grow. Two sensations develop in the person. I apply and make an effort, and instead of approaching the Creator, become more remote from him. This is called realization of evil. On the other hand, I accumulate this passionate desire. I want to be like him. When these two opposite, like Malchut and Keter, these two opposite aspirations reach their maximum, and each soul has its own maximum, then the person crosses the Mahsam. On the one hand, aspiration to the Creator, greatness of the Creator. On the other hand, the sensation of absolute remoteness and opposition to him. That's what is written in the article that we have read, the letter of the Baha'i Salaam from the book of Pri Chacham, page 70.